This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not too bad. A little chilly. Step outside this morning and weather gets your attention.
The north wind got you, didn't it?
Yeah, it's... Well, we just haven't had any of this kind of weather yet.
It went from summer to winter, didn't it?
Yeah. a little bit later on, we'll think this was a nice day, but we're not used to it, so we have to adapt.
Right.
First off, before we get our show started here, we need to extend our congratulations to the Montgomery County Recycling Program. Got an email from Don Lutz, who was on the show. They collected over 100,000 pounds of electronics this past electronics recycling drive, and she said it was the biggest ever. And it's hard to believe they have collected, in the 7 drives that they've had here in Montgomery County alone, over 530,000 pounds of electronics have been collected. That's incredible.
The day she was in here, she kind of suspicioned that this was going to be a biggie.
Mm-hmm. And it was. And let's see here. What else is going on? We've got the World Series. That starts tonight.
Oh, that's right. There is a World Series.
It starts tonight, and I think there's a St. Louis team playing in it.
I don't know.
Let's see here. And then the Toppers, they've got a big matchup this Friday going to Pena. If they win, they're in. If they lose, then...
OUT.
Yeah, but you know what? They've had one heck of a year this year. So.
Yeah, they have. They've played well. They've been in about every ball game they've played, so...
And then you got the team where our guest is from, the Gillespie Miners. They had a really outstanding good year.
7-1.
Yep.
7-1.
And I think they gave Greenville all Greenville could handle that.
Yeah, they did.
Last week.
I couldn't believe the score when I finally heard the score over the weekend, 57 mm-hmm. to 51.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not a football game. That's a basketball game.
And then I believe Gillespie winds up this week with Staunton. So beware, Gillespie, Staunton's going to be looking for some revenge.
Staunton needs that one extra win to secure a playoff spot.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
And then you go back to one of those historic rivalries in the South Central, Staunton-Gillespie.
Yep.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yep. Nope, right. So, that'll be a dandy.
Our guest this week on the Wednesday Talk Show, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Our conversation begins right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott with you alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is Mickey Robinson. Mick, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Satisfied.
Got a smile on his face.
That's good. The city council, the village board meeting must have went
last night. No, it wasn't last night. It was last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, things are popping in Bunnell.
Popping in Bunnell. How are they popping in Bunnell?
Well, they're got a new dispatching system with Gillespie now.
Mm-hmm.
It's working out right this time fine. It's only in the first month. They also are recodifying all the ordinances, updating them and everything, and we're just finding, it's been since 1997.
So horse buggies can now be allowed to park on Main Street now? You took that out? You updated that now?
Well, we also took the horses out of there. And, there's so much, you'd be surprised. But we got a good company that's updating us, making sure we all state mandated and everything. In other words, it's really getting us into the 21st century. We were stuck in the 20th century. We were just a few years behind. But we're doing that, and there's just tons of other things going on.
I'm sure if someone like that company you're referring to took a look at the the U.S. laws within the books. I'm sure there's probably some that needs to be updated too.
Well, this is sometimes you forget you have to keep you when a new thing comes down, you do it and you put it in the book and you forget about it. But there was a lot that was just done, but it's going to really be easy to work with.
The Chamber had a pretty good year this year, didn't they?
The Chamber had an excellent year. We lost a few members, but we picked up some new people. Furniture Rescue, a new reused furniture store in downtown Gillespie, just had the ribbon cutting for them, and they have been doing excellent. I mean, the place has always got stuff. Every week they got new stuff. Once or twice a week they come in with new stuff, truckload of stuff. And the we also got a new fish store that they sell these fish in a tank.
Goldfish.
Like that and model cars and remote cars and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. We have a Mexican and Chinese restaurant now in downtown Gillespie.
I'll ask about that.
Yes, but
is it both or is it Mexican? Because I look at the sign. I drove by it the other day because it's in the same building that used to be the China Buffet in Gillespie.
Yeah, that's a Mexican now.
It's Mexican. Okay.
Right. The Chinese restaurant, the similar people,
right,
is down the street from them.
Oh, okay. So now we're on the same page.
Yeah, it's not open yet, but it will be open in the next couple of weeks.
I heard the rumor that a former restaurant may be coming back to Gillespie. I don't know if you can talk about it, but I
can't say anything because nothing's definite yet.
Okay.
Nothing's in concrete.
But yeah, let's talk a little bit.
Ageless, the gym and the bedding cage and all this stuff going in the winter months. He has classes for all these school kids,
mm-hmm.
and you know the exercising people. All of a sudden, this past week, since it cooled off now and got colder, people are starting to go into the gym now. So Ageless is popping them over there a little bit more now too.
And of course,
they've added to their business extension.
Good. That's outstanding. And then, of course, we need to mention, since the last time you were here, you had the Fall Festival.
Oh, yes.
How did that go?
Well, all I can say, wow. We had a big day. It started off slow because it was very cloudy the first couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Terry Tote was live on there interviewing people the first hour there. And the sun came out after 10 o'clock, and the people start showing up. And by the end of the day, we had I'm going to say, not the biggest crowd, but I'm going to say it came so close to 9/11 in 2001, because our fall festival was 10 days after the 9/11 there. Mm-hmm. And that was always been the big crowd we had.
Uncle Ralph, you got something to?
No, I was just sitting here listening. I can understand why Mick came in with a smile on his face. Sound like this was a pretty good year for the Chamber and all of their activities that they have, their summer concerts. I know we've discussed earlier, and they went well. And so
close to
good
a,
year.
Close to a record on the summer concert series.
This year we had 4,300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the year before, we had 44, so we just missed breaking the record. And the only reason we didn't break it is because with Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis, on the last night, it was raining, but they still had over 500 people there to
That's
listen
incredible.
To him. But the thing is, if we would have had his normal 800-900 people, then we would have broke the record. That's the way we were looking at it until the rain hit us all day and in the evening, but 500 people still showed up, and we still sold them strawberry shortcake with ice cream.
And of course, next year's summer concert series is pretty much in the books, isn't it? Pretty much.
We have 8 of the 9 bands booked already.
Any new groups?
Yes, we're going to have 1, maybe 2. And it starts on the first Tuesday in June and runs to the last Tuesday in July. So just mark it on your calendar. It'll be there, and we'll have the same plan and going and everything. But back to the Fall Festival,
mm-hmm.
we had 77 craft vendors there. And I'm going to say, by talking to probably almost 95% of them 1 or 2 times during the day, they were all very happy with the crowd and people there. Now, you can't satisfy 100% people. I learned that in my life, all my life. And so very simply, there's always one or two or three people that
doesn't took a council meeting to figure that out, didn't it?
Yes. But the thing is that the product you have sometimes it does not work in your area.
Right.
When I always ask the people to do 2 years on the first timers. But also the petting zoo, he brought extra animals. I had a company of animals there that must have been in a love-making mood because, very simply, the three camels there were up all night. Hee-hawing, and you can just hear them hee-hawing all the time. And the goats were always moving around. They never slept. I mean, they're just everything like that because I had to keep company.
I hear rumors that you spend the night out at that park during the fall festival.
That's not a rumor, sir. All 15 years I spent there.
Where do you concession stand area?
No, sir. I'm security.
Okay.
I'm walking around. I use my golf cart to go around.
I know that, yeah.
And we're there for the security because the people know if I'm there with security, they watch it. And we have a law enforcement officer around there, too. He's undercover. And we're just watching everything, and we have, so far, knock on wood, we've had no problems, no issues. But that's why we have 70% of the people that come in and set up their tent and their tables and chairs and everything, but they don't put their product out, simply because that way we get them in. It's easy on Saturday morning. It's not chaos on Saturday morning like it used to be. But the petting zoo, for an example, like I said, the three camels were there. Then we had three different types of buffaloes there. One was from India. He was the wild one. He must have been a wild guy. He was just all over the place. The reindeer was very exciting. I don't think any of the animals slept. But then we had another thing from one of our new booths this past year was I don't know what you call it, music or what, but it's all kinds of pots and pans they put together on this display. Mm-hmm. And the kids just come up there and they give them this thing and just make all the noise in the world, banging on them. And you know what? Some of these kids are pretty good, and they're not in sequences or anything, but, you know, they're playing like a song. And, I mean, they were standing line there. And our pumpkin man, over 500 pumpkins sold. He had sold a lot of his tomatoes again. He had 500 pounds of tomatoes. This is a farmer that he grows these, brings them in. An 18-foot trailer brings in all this.
I think tomatoes, Uncle Ralph, you probably know this as well as I do. Tomatoes went really well this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomatoes always go well because, excuse me, there's so many different things that the tomatoes used for. So tomatoes are always a popular thing. And
I'm talking about the growing season for tomatoes.
Yeah.
It seems like
it's still till the last couple of days, and the frost may have nipped some of them. But, they've hung on real well. And sitting here listening to Mick, he's got three camels. I guess next year you'll have to look for three wise men.
Yes.
Are we taking applications for that?
No, I don't know if we'd qualify or not.
That's right.
But the funny part about it is my farmer, him and I talk a lot through the year because we have to understand how much space he needs.
Right.
I give him all the space he wants because next year he had some apples there in apple cider this year, and he sold a lot of it real quick. He didn't bring much. He wanted to test it. And then he brought some homegrown vegetables that he had a big patch of garden vegetables there. He brought that there. So he's enlarging that for next year. So it's just going to be interesting to have this. And the people are starting to get a reason. And his pumpkin prices were real good.
Yeah. And one thing we need to continue on here, because I know with the chambers, this is kind of like, I'm not saying an award season for the chambers, but now you're starting to see certain chamber of commerces have their awards banquets.
Correct.
But it's also the time where holiday planning and holiday preparations are being made, and that's no exception for you guys, because you guys have got some holiday events forthcoming.
Right, the first weekend of December, which is December 6th and 7th. It's the week following Thanksgiving all the time. And we have what we call a holiday sparkle. And we've had this for 15 years. It's kind of been messed around a lot and everything. It's just can't find the right situation, the businesses and everything. But we have the choo-choo train out there giving people rides Friday night and Saturday. And they love it. People going through town, not even no business, just driving through Highway 4, and they see the train, and they stop and hop out, and they want to ride the train because they'd never seen something like this before. Mm-hmm. And that was always, that train was made 7 years ago by Illinois Valley Rehab people. You know, it was built from scratch. And the businesses have discounts. They have most, a lot of them have hot chocolate or some finger things like that, and they come in and give you special discounts for that. So we're working on that. Then on Saturday morning, we have the Snack with Santa down at the Illinois Valley building there next door to the police station. And they come in and they take have their picture taken, digit picture taken of them with sitting on the lap of Santa Claus with the background that Illinois Valley people have made decorations, so we have a nice background for that picture. And then also when they're through with that, they get to ride the choo-choo train up to the petting zoo by UCB Bank up there. And very simply is the petting zoo last year, that's where we moved it to, and it just seemed like when the people coming on Route 4 going north or going south, they stop and fed. We always had people. It seemed like it was like a the World Series game, say, when your people were trying to get on the metro to go to their where their cars were parked at. That's how they were waiting for the train. They unload and they fill it up real quick, and they had load. And at the Fall Festival this year, the owner of the petting zoo brought 500 pounds of carrots with him, and he sold all but 10 bags of it. And last year at the Holiday Sparkle, when the petting zoo was here, he brought 100 pounds of carrots, and he had to go get another one because he went through 100 pounds of carrots the first hour.
And it seems like...
And it's a free ride on the choo-choo train.
Okay. It seems like, and this is from the different members of that associate with the chambers that I've talked with, it seems like the holiday season is always like the fun time to plan, because it's always, for some people, it may not be, but for most people, it's always an enjoyable time.
And, well, especially if you've got young ones, because that's what the holidays are about. And young ones, choo-choo trains and stuff like that catches their fancy, and they love to do this thing.
They don't
stuff,
care so. How cold it is. They want to ride in that train, mm-hmm. but you know what? I've heard people tell me, boy, yeah, and I froze. Mm-hmm. I froze my buns off. And yes, it's cold out there.
Yeah.
But the sun's out there, and it's nice, but the kids don't care about the cold. They want to ride again.
Let's move up a little bit. We talked about the holiday events
Sparkles.
A little bit. Right, it's Holiday Sparkle. We've got Halloween here now. Is the chamber doing anything for Halloween, like a haunted house that you guys sponsor or anything like that?
No, that's all done by other civic organizations in our community. So Halloween is one place where we get a break that we don't have to, but we have other things that we have going on, like ribbon cutting's new business coming into town and in preparing for the Christmas thing, working to put on change board of directors with the chamber. This is a time of the year, October, November, and December, is that we solicit and go looking for new board members, because the bylaws call them to serve 3 years, and every year you have three members on. You add three new members on there who are not familiar with the bylaws, but you have three who have been on there for their second year, and three have been on there going on their third year. So you have a rotating every year.
How many members are you looking for now?
We're looking for at least three, maybe four. But the thing is, you know, it's once a month, and it's about an hour meeting just to update everybody, keep them in line. And, you know, it's not a lot of work, because, you know, there's work, but mm-hmm. it's the events that we look for people to help in.
And knowing volunteers and getting that, is it easy to find members to be on the board?
That is a good question, and to me, it's easy because you just go in there and say, hey, look, I need two people to work the 2 to 4 to shift mm-hmm. at the Fall Festival this year mm-hmm. on that Saturday. Can you do it or not? And I'm going in begging, yes. But the thing is that the people say, well, I've got plans already, or I'm going out of town, or my grandkids have a basketball game or a soccer game that day, and that's fine. I just ask them, so they were trying to get them to participate. And there's most of the time we get enough. Some once in a while we have to pull somebody out of the crowd like we did at the Fall Festival. We pulled two extra people out because it was so busy.
Volunteer, I understand that, but to serve on the board, to make the decisions about the chamber and lead the guidance of that,
right.
Is it hard to find people to fill those spots?
Yes, because they always think it's Mickey's way or not. No way. No, it's not Mickey's way. It's the board of directors of the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce that guides me. We have bylaws on everything. So mm-hmm. there has been a... Like the Constitution of the United States, we put everything down on paper, and if they think it should be changed because the way it's going, that's the way I'm run, the budget, the directions, and everything.
And a lot of people.
I keep them in breath of everything and anything going on. I keep them up to date on everything. That's why we have a meeting.
And a lot of people don't realize, Mick, unless they've been involved in it or are involved in it, how far ahead you have to plan to get things lined up. If you want, just like your summer concerts, if you want these good bands, you don't wait till April to book them, because they're gone. So you have to plan ahead, months ahead.
Years, sir. I wanted a band so bad I could taste it. It took me 3 years to get that band booked, because he had band dates already booked when I can have them. And he finally came up. I said, my gosh, I forgot how much we're going to pay you. And he told me, and he said, I got it in writing. I said, fine, that's all I need to know. And we went with it. And he had a nice crowd at the Fall Festival. Southern Blend was that one I was talking about. And there's other ones too. But every year we have a policy on how we bring the bands back. There's a critique, the things that we show. Like, for example, what's the crowd attendance? If it's high, it's low in the group, in our...
Right. We're out of time. It's hard to believe. It's the fastest 30 minutes in radio history. Mickey, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to our chats in the future. I'm sure you'll be back next month. You're always back, so we look forward to that, and it's glad to hear some good news coming out regarding the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, sir.
Uncle Ralph, next week, prepare to get smart. Heather Hampton Nodal will be our guest. She called me not too long ago and said, I haven't been on the show in a while.
Yes.
She will be back next week. Until then, we'll talk to you then.